This is the Loopcast for August 18th. I'm Jeff Horwich, and we had so much fun last week playing some submissions for this Songs from Scratch thing that we're going to stick with it again this week, I think, and we're going to focus on, submissions that speak for themselves. How would you describe it, Sandon?
These are songs with so much character, we had to share them with the world.
They're songs with tude.
That's Larissa Anderson, who is the brains behind this Songs from Scratch thing. And I've always thought whenever I heard our folks on the radio saying Songs from Scratch, we needed a little sort of like punctuation mark kind of after it. So here, see, if whenever we say Songs from Scratch, tell me what you guys think about this.
I don't know if that's the musical equivalent of a comma or an exclamation point or what that would be.
Just like, you know, Songs from Scratch.
Does it work if I say it too?
Try it.
Songs from Scratch is going well.
Hey, did you hear the latest feature on Songs from Scratch?
No, what happened on Songs from Scratch this week?
Well, this edition of Songs from Scratch features...
Okay, enough. I think we got that out of our system. And we probably won't do it anymore until maybe
that
at least the very, very end. The idea behind Songs from Scratch, I'll just sum up. A poet that we have here in the Twin Cities wrote a set of prospective lyrics that was given out to some bands that people have heard of, and they worked up their own music to those tunes. And we also asked anybody to take those lyrics and put their own music to it. And last week on the podcast, we sampled a number of those, and they have continued rolling in at quite a pace, right, guys?
Breakneck.
We're up to like 30 submissions now.
I'd have figured there'd be a strong response to this, but that is very impressive. One of the questions that I got from somebody who listened to the podcast last week is they just wanted to get a better sense of the lyrics kind of isolated, you know? So we have both of you. You guys have stared at these lyrics a lot, and I've seen them. Just what are some lines? We don't need to give the full lyrics, but just to give people a sense of the lines that people are working with here.
Well, it starts with the take a blade of grass between your teeth. Check the sun, it's all alone and blue. Oh, check all, the sun, it's...
All alone and blue with nothing underneath.
Nothing underneath. And then there's the ever-famous phrase that starts, crisp pollen interference patterns like a crowded pool.
Yeah, people have had fun with that one. And then there's a lot of take one, take two.
Take 10, we made construction paper chains. Take 5, take 6 from 11, and then our houses fall to cards again.
Yeah, and the title is Afternoon Song, title of the lyrics, and the title of all the songs that have resulted. So before we get into the actual musical submissions, I thought we'd listen to this little clip from an interview with the poet himself, who evidently had a tune in mind. And this is Nikki Tundell, who reported this section of the story, talking with Stephen Burt.
Now, Stephen, before we dive in, I'm curious to know if you had a tune at all in mind when you were composing these lyrics.
Da 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 da. But they're going to do something more interesting.
Okay. Oddly enough, nobody wrote that tune. Not any of the 30 submissions got that.
Well, the deadline is not yet passed, so if that inspires anybody, let's one more time here, listen.
Da 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 da.
There you go. So that challenge is still out there.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure if that's a chorus or if that's just the main melody. Or
I think
what.
It's the whole thing, that over and over again.
What if we get a DJ type out there who could just take that, remix it?
Yeah,
oh, that's
I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move on to the real meat of the podcast today. Who's up first?
Well, so the first one I'd like to show you is one that comes from someone. It's a melody that I don't think Stephen would have ever guessed. This one's from Vijay Ramanathan.
Ramanathan. And of course, we just have these written down, so we can't guarantee we're pronouncing the names correctly.
Yeah,
apologies
hopefully.
If we are not. Any quick bit of a setup before we hear a bit of VJ?
Well, no, let's just go into it. We can talk about it afterwards.
Okay.
Take a blade of grass between your teeth. Check the sun, it's all alone in blue with nothing underneath. Take a walk to the bus stop, wait a while. See the driver coming up on 1,000 miles. 50-50 that it's going to be going your way. 2-1 the evening comes at you with nothing to say. Take one, take two, and then take 10. We made construction paper chains. Take 5, take 6 from 11, and then Dream houses fall to cards again. The perfect day's the one we leave behind. So much to do ahead, but I don't mind. The perfect day's the one we leave behind. So much to do ahead, but I don't mind. Crisp pollen interference, patterns like a crowded pool. See nature starting up or shutting down at summer school.
Okay, a couple thoughts. One is that Vijay definitely wins so far the Best Diction Award of all the ones that we've heard. But that, yeah, he's got like that Indian Bollywood thing that kicks in is awesome.
Yeah, he says he sort of went for an Indian classical raga sound and that he had a loop going and everything. But man, that's grooving. That's a whole nother afternoon.
Yeah, he said he wanted to have a light kind of sound in his song. And I think he also talked about he based his song in the F scale, which is the same thing that our professional musician Matt Wilson did. So I know there are a few songs floating out there in the key of F. There's another man here who's a Matt Wilson diehard fan. In fact, the only reason it looks like he got excited about this project was because he is such a Matt. Anything Matt Wilson is something he wants to be a part of. So his name is Peter Van Dusarts, and he wrote a song with his son, who's apparently 17 and in a band with his friends called Finding Eternity. But Peter Van Dusarts channeled some other fabulous musicians for this rendition of Afternoon Song.
Yeah, take a listen, Jeff. See if you can guess who it is.
Take one, take two, and then take 10. We made construction paper chains. Take 5, take 6 from 11, and then dream houses fall. Again, the perfect day is the one we leave behind. So much to do here, I don't mind. Crisp pollen interference patterns like a crowded pool. See nature starting up or shutting down. It's summer school. Kids on skateboards take the residential corners so fast, they watch each other like a comet from the distant past.
Any guesses, Jeff?
Heard some kind of Leonard Cohen-ish
stuff. I was just thinking that, too.
Yeah.
Although he didn't write Leonard Cohen in his submission.
What was he going for, Larissa?
Well, he said he was combining Tom Waits and Johnny Cash.
Older Johnny Cash.
Although he said his wife said he sounded a little more like Greg Brown.
But we'll correct them all and say he actually sounds like Leonard Cohen.
All people who sing very low. And then I guess when he started sort of speaking,
yes,
there, it's kind of, yeah, you know, they're just echoes of William Shatner.
Just a little.
Maybe. Crisp pollen interference patterns like a crowded pool. I wish William Shatner would send us an entry because I think he'd make a very valid run at this.
He's working
project.
On it. Just give him some time.
Right. Okay, moving on. Who do we have here?
Well, speaking of kind of spoken word or using your voice to sort of convey it, we've got one here. It's all a cappella.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So
I've heard this one.
Yeah, this is, why don't you tell us about it, Jeff? This is
sure.
a friend of yours.
This is my friend Aaron Lacey. He lives out in D.C., and he is a lawyer, but he's a lawyer with strong musical passions as well. Aaron and I sang, believe it or not, in an a cappella group back in college, and then we had a sort of a rock band later on in college. But the a cappella influence and tradition is alive and well in Aaron's take on this. I got a kick out of it, and he managed to come in really short,
yeah,
time-wise. Very impressive.
I think it's the shortest song that we got,
yeah,
actually.
Highly efficient. But also,
guy's a machine.
But also kind of amazingly arranged and orchestrated. I mean, I know for a fact you can't put something like this together without really putting some thought, you know, into it and probably putting some notes down on paper. So
let's
hear Aaron.
It.
Yeah.
Afternoon Song by Stephen Burt. Take a blade of grass between your teeth. Check the sun, it's all alone and blue with nothing underneath. Take a walk to the bus stop and wait a while. See the driver coming up on a 1,000 miles. 50-50, then it's gonna be gone your way. 2-1, the evening comes with you with nothing to say. Take one, take two, then take 10. We make construction paper chains. Take 5, take 6 from 11 and then dream houses fall to the cards again. The perfect day is the one we leave behind. So much to do ahead, but I don't mind. Crisp pollen interference patterns like a crowded pool. See nature starting up or shutting down at summer school. Kids on skateboards take the residential corner so fast. They watch each other like a comet from the distant past. I was to be the boy congratulated just for growing tall, when I should have been the girl who walks through walls. Take 3, take 4, you'll be compelled to tell the world who you adore. Take 8 and 9, you're 17. The world looks back at you for seconds from behind a one-way screen. Perfect day's the one we leave behind. So much to do ahead, but I don't mind.
3 season porches with a car door open on.
Yeah, you tell them, brother.
Contentment, why? In your future, you'll remember when we were happy.
Oh, I remember.
On the same weekday that made you start to cry.
Take 1, take 2, and then take 10. Ear to the ground for distant trains. Take 5, take 6 from 11, and then our houses shake the ground again.
The perfect day's the one we leave behind. So much to do tomorrow, I don't mind.
What I really like about it is the way he just sort of, you almost get a feeling like he's sort of scatting the poem out. You know, it's coming out so naturally that it's almost like he's reading it just in a sing-songy way.
Screen.
That's pretty cool, too. I can't. That amazes me that he could come up with all that.
You know, the other thing about this is that I know you were mentioning earlier that it takes so much work and thought to put something like this together, but he makes it sound just effortless.
Yeah. Not to manage staying in tune, you know, that entire time. I don't know if he laid down the bass track first, but, you know, you need to keep in tune and not drift over the course of it in complete isolation. There's no instrument to hold you there, which is nice work, Aaron. Aaron Lacey.
Yeah, good job.
Nice to hear.
Fabulous.
Nice to hear from you. Ooh. And keep in touch. Okay.
Now from the shortest to the longest, perhaps.
Yep. we won't play the whole thing, I suppose.
No, we'll give you a taste of this, though. This one is by...
I thought mine was the longest and most self-indulgent. Self-indulgent, the title I may still hold, but
yeah, no.
How long was this?
This one was 6 minutes and 20 seconds.
He beat me.
It was by a guy named Tim Cameron, and well, let's just say this one has a very distinct feel to it.
The perfect day's the one we leave behind. So much to do ahead, but I don't mind. Three season porches with a car door open.
Okay, Tim Cameron, and what do we know about how he did it?
Well, it's cello, guitar, and voice. I think he probably had to overdub one of those instruments because he does all of them. So,
is he playing? Oh, he's playing all of them.
Yep.
Nice work.
And you know, it's I sort of see this, and I get this sort of like, you know, gothic kind of feeling, like I'm in some sort of dark room, and there's this guy playing this haunting harmonies. And oddly enough, he plays out under the name People Skills. Which I thought was kind of
skills
like
with a Z.
Software.
No, People Skills.
Just an S.
Yep.
Oh, good, because my band is named People Skills with a Z. So.
Oh. But yeah, I really like the, you know, he just like draws out some of these lines that all the other bands fought so hard to truncate and get through short, and he just sort of lets each syllable just fill.
I'm with Tim's. Screw the time limit.
Yeah.
And I drifted a little bit because while we were listening to Tim, some guy called from the local paper trying to get me to subscribe, hoping to sell a subscription to Edit Booth 315 at Minnesota Public Radio. I'm sure he had a little bit of a sense he was calling someplace strange based upon the music in the background as he talked to me. Okay, so that was Tim Cameron, and do we have any more?
I guess we've got one more.
Sweet.
This is Tony Mogelson, and he said that he really went with his gut for this song. He just went with every first instinct that he had. So you got to love a guy who's got a horn section
a
in
gut.
His gut.
Oh, yeah. A horn section in his gut? Ouch. So there are horns involved here, obviously.
Well, sort of. It's actually all done by GarageBand, which is something we got from a lot of people. We'd get these amazing compositions of what sounds like a full band, and then it turns out it was one guy doing it all on their computer. So, yeah, technology is making the drummer obsolete. But here, have a go.
Don't say that around any drummers.
Take a listen to what Tony was able to do all by himself with just GarageBand.
Who's that again?
That's Tony Mogelson.
And Sandin, you were pointing out as we were listening, it doesn't appear to repeat melody or chord
going.
Progressions.
He's
different through the whole thing.
It seems like he's just making it up, whatever fits the bill. But,
It's kind of like that Levi's commercial where they're taking off their clothes and there's just a new set of clothes underneath. Like as the song goes on, there's a new song. Or maybe one of those little dolls where you open up the doll and there's a doll inside.
Totally. Very cool. That was fun to listen to. It was the latest in a few of these that sound like this group All Night Radio. You guys ever heard of them?
No.
It's kind of
do they play
afternoon
songs?
Psychedelic, I guess. But they're not old. They're around right now. And it's just so highly produced, highly mixed, really funky stuff.
Huh.
Definitely a lot of people have that instinct.
Yeah, no, people... Definitely the psychedelic thing came up a bunch. It seems people sort of riff on this with some trippy 60s vibe.
I think those sort of echoes and the reverb that people use in that kind of setting, it sort of feels like, summer heat waves and it's got that afternoon-y kind of thing. So
I think we could attribute that to Stephen Burt's lyrics. I think there's something there. I mean, even though all these songs are so different and we've gotten so many different takes on it, it seems that you see certain themes pop up in the way people approach this. We had like a bunch of songs with banjos, and it was people who didn't normally play the banjo saying, I just felt like I should get a banjo on this. So, seems like Stephen Burt's lyrics did evoke certain musical trends in people that we see across the songs.
And speaking of Stephen Burt, let's just remind ourselves where this all began, just the little melody in Stephen Burt's head.
I hope some of these people did him proud, at least.
I think so. Well, they did. Certainly did you guys proud. Are you, you got to be happy with the way this whole thing has turned out.
This was great fun. I can't wait to hear more. I mean, we're still taking submissions through the month of August, so send them in, whatever you've got, any idea, any gut checks, any first instinct you have.
And of course, we're talking about songs from scratch.
Yep. Does that guy ever get tired doing that every time we say it?
Songs from scratch.
Songs from
scratch.
Okay, that's the Loopcast for today. Larissa Anderson, thanks for helping us out today and for the last Loopcast we did as well.
Thanks for having me
this
on.
This is a cool project. Congratulations.
Thanks.
And Sandin, I'll nice work on this week. As well.
Yep.
Larissa Anderson and Sandon Totten are guides through Songs from Scratch. I'm Jeff Horwich, and if you want to learn more about Songs from Scratch, you can go to minnesotapublicradio.org and poke around for it in the programs menu, right?
Yep, it's got the name Songwriting in the Shortcuts menu.
Cool. And if you want to learn more about us, look for In the Loop in the Shortcuts menu or minnesotapublicradio.org/In the Loop. We will see you. No, we won't see you next week. I think next week is going to be a rebroadcast of one of our favorite episodes from the past year. And that'll be the podcast as well. That's what'll be on the air and the radio, but we'll use it for the podcast. So Digital Divisions, Teenage Girls and All will be back. If anybody Great remembers fun. That episode, that's one of our favorites. So that's coming up next week. Thanks, and stick around for it. So da 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 da